Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger Hard Charged Tea Peach. Now I did just finish up the lemon version, so we'll see how this one is. 7% ABV, 24 fluid ounces. Malt beverage with tea and natural flavors. I'm not sure how much this was. I did pick this up at Megbiv. Actually, yesterday. So let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass, see what I think about it. So go ahead and check out the lemon one. It'll be in the New Belgium playlist that I'll link at the end over here. But it wasn't that great. So this one kind of looks the same, but I would say the color's a little lighter. So here's, never mind. It's the same. Lots of stuff floating in here too. And I don't know how they're doing this. So in the home brewing, when I make a mint stout, I put 10 peppermint tea bags in the last 5 minutes of the boil. And that's what gives me the mint. And then I can put chocolate or whatever in secondary. And malt beverage, I'm guessing that means they're brewing a beer, but I don't know if they're putting the tea and whatever natural flavors are, or the tea in the boil, and then the natural flavors in secondary, primary, whatever. But yeah, I thought by looking at it, it looks a little bit more peachy-ish, but obviously that's not the case because they look the same. Let's go ahead and smell. I do get some kind of peach, bad peach. Sweet tea-ish. Something like that, but it smells like the tea is overdone, oversteeped, overboiled, whatever you want to say. Like, it's too much in there. And it's like this one's amped up, like peach, if you took a peach slice and put the tea over it, then ate it somehow. Doing something like that. It smells okay, not the best. Let's go ahead and taste. That's better. You actually can taste the peach. I still don't think I would drink all this. It's not a good peach. Or a good tea with peach. I don't know how many peach teas I've drank, probably just a couple, but with real tea. I like green tea. I like black tea. In my Keurig, I get 12 ounces of water. I put my tea bag in there. I let it steep for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I take it out, and that's what I drink. I like it bitter. I have no problem doing that. Sun tea, we put 10 to 12 tea bags in a big jar, put it outside in the summer all day in the heat. Put it in the refrigerator, you can drink it the next day, then we usually have to repeat that. That's fine. I drink my coffee straight black, cold straight black. So I don't need to add anything to it. And this is, I want to say it's raw. Like, the base. Like the peach flavor is there, but still the base is a little too much for, I'm gonna say, a tender peach, a soft peach, something like that. Like the flavor's too much for that peach. This one I do like better. I could drink all this. Will I? Probably not. I'm not getting alcohol. So that's good. But I think the Twisted Tea version's better. I could be wrong. I know I've had it. I believe they have that. And I've scored it, but I'm not going to look it up. Well, I could, but I'm not going to. 3.5. Let's check Untappd. None of my friends have checked it in. A little over 300 people have. 3.52 out of 5. Peachy tea, sweet, boozy, herbal. I said herbal about the other one. Can't believe that wasn't in there. 3.75, 3, and that's it for everybody. I'm gonna, just to see if I can find it just real quick. Let's see if it comes up. Okay, so the Twisted Tea Peach, I gave a 4.25. So, there you go. I was right. Whew. I was hoping I didn't give it the same score, because I think it was last summer is the last time I had that. But, yeah, definitely that, and I didn't see what the ABV was, but I'd rather drink that over this. But if you've had it, leave a comment down below. Tell me what you thought about it or what your favorite alcoholic tea is, and I'll try and pick them up if I can get them.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.